It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Someone in the front seat, someone in the back seat, wondering where I am going to sit. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, that was late. You know, at first you started that, and I was like, "This is stupid." And then I was like, "No, he sounds good. It sounded nice.
Thank you.
Good job." Yeah,
I've been doing this new thing of singing shitty songs like a Disney prince. So enough of that. Let's get to the news. Last week we hyped it up. The new member of Mega 64 will be announced this week, and yes, you are in the right spot. Who could it be? You've all been wondering for over 7 days. Well,
it's Garrett.
What's up, bitches? I'm finally here. Oh, it's all.
It is Garrett. Wow.
It's you.
I'm here.
We did it.
Welcome to the crew, man.
Welcome. Thanks, guys.
It
Happy
is
to
official.
Be here.
Garrett is now a full-time member of Mega 64. We finally fucking we did it. After
guys, I'm so happy we did do it, Sean.
We after how long? 13 years of trying to get that to happen.
Yeah.
We did it.
It's been quite a long time. And a big shout out goes to the viewers at home.
Yes.
Who support Mega 64 in every way to make this possible. So my plan is to come in here, and I'm in good company to start releasing bigger and better content.
Yeah,
in the years
Dude.
To come.
Yeah, thanks to our fans and all your continued support, watching us. You haven't abandoned us yet. We continue to grow. We're on spaceship mode.
Yeah.
Past the moon. We've just entered the orbit of planet Garrettus. And we have brought a native from the planet on board to the Mega 64
ship. I'm here to spread my culture and ways amongst my friends.
Hell yeah.
I am disappointed.
Oh.
Fuck.
Always a fly in the ointment.
Because I was trying to get Lady Gaga to show up.
And she, what did she say back to you? Did she respond
Nothing.
To you? Oh.
Not even
this,
a tweet back.
Yeah, I can see why Rocco's disappointed too. This
didn't
changes the dynamic in Mega 64. I continue to be the funny one, but Rocco's no longer the sexy one. That falls on Garrett.
Is that why stocks are up? I'm seeing in the chat because the sexy factor has been voted.
We need a new title for Rocco, the ex-sexy one.
Man,
the second sexy.
Most Christ-like still, though.
He's still most Christ-like.
Okay, still hold that title, bud.
Okay.
I'll
take that.
Yeah.
No, in all honesty, it's really like we always wanted to have Garrett here more, honestly. It really was criminal to me that wasn't, you know, it took so long to kind of work that out. But I'm really like I'm almost like choked up. So like, don't.
Hey,
oh,
wow. Legitimately,
don't show me while I talk.
I was talking to my brother. I was at a Super Bowl party today.
Hell yeah.
And he was like, "You excited about tonight? Like nothing like Garrett's." I'm like, "I'm nervous. Like I'm, and I can't tell you why I'm nervous. I'm so excited, but it's been such a long time to get this to happen. Like I'm nervous about like announcing it. I don't know, but like it really is because of you guys and like everything you do. Like whether it be subscribe with Amazon Prime or Patreon or you know, buying our shirts. There's so many different facets that you guys support us that makes it so we can get Garrett here. So thank you so much for having this happen.
But
thank you.
This we're not going to turn this into a big plug for our stuff.
No,
even though you can't support us at Patreon.com/Mega64 or shop.Mega64.com. I don't want to make this a plug though, so erase that from your mind. I'm just happy to have Garrett here finally. Though for some people, they're probably thinking, wasn't Garrett already there for a long time? No,
not technically.
You were imagining that.
Yeah.
We were. That was a charade.
That was an illusion.
Now it's the real deal.
Yeah.
Now
it's kinda like
true and real.
It was a Kingdom Hearts heartless, kind of like a clone situation before. You got me now. I'm completely inhabiting my own heart, and I'm here for to stay forever.
When did Kingdom Hearts 2 come out? What year was that?
2006.
So
that was our first year of business. Holy shit.
It took us that long. It took this.
Wow. So it really took
exactly the same amount of time it took to have 2 to 3 for us to get Garrett. That's the long it took.
Yeah, we were developing this for a long time.
But I'm glad to see where we go from here.
Hell yeah. Up to the moon.
And what's the honestly most exciting to me is Garrett has agreed. This part is the crazy thing. Has agreed to cut his hair, and he's
and we're gonna do it tonight live on camera.
His first thing with us is kind of just to blend in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, there's a dress code here,
we're the Yankees of comedy.
Yeah, it's not gonna fly,
and we insist on a certain look. They have to
high and tight.
All the Yankees, no matter who you are, if you get signed, you have to shave off your facial hair and cut your hair.
Yeah,
and so we're like that.
Wow. Yeah. You're the only team?
As far as I'm aware.
And frankly, I read a HuffPost article that said your hair is offensive.
Oh, yeah.
To me. Specifically to me. They wrote it all about me.
Specifically to Derek?
Yeah. So we're going to fix that shit. No, but in all seriousness, your hair is beautiful. Oh, and you guys are going to be seeing a lot more Garrett now. So that's great. He's going to be around here to participate and show his beautiful face on camera for all the fans.
True that.
Love.
Yeah.
I was going to say something inappropriate, but you know what? This is too precious a moment for me to do that.
They can do whatever they want with my face on their screen. It's a one-way kind of device. I can't see through, so all bets are off when I'm on cam. But I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be around more. Now, I was here so limited. Really, it was Sunday nights, Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And we never see you.
Yeah.
I see you once a week.
I've been so busy with, work and everything else. Now you don't have to worry about that because this is work.
This is work. You're at work. You're working.
Cranking it out and cranking it together.
Garrett, me doing a daily basis. So many times. You're
so happy.
Idea. Yeah. It's going to be great. So cool. Hell yeah.
Thanks, guys.
So anyway, enough of this
sappy shit.
Sappy shit. Enough of that. Trying to think of something negative I could say. give me a solid
dig
minute.
Deep.
Dig deep. Oh, no, I can't. Garrett, I'm trying to rip you down here.
Yeah, balance it out because I'm feeling a lot of praise.
That's really tough. I think you could have done our orc makeup faster.
True.
5 years
ago. It did look good, but it did take a long time.
Yeah. All afternoon, I just feel like that could have been the case. But.
That time-lapse footage that we put in the behind the scenes, that took too long. So it should have been shorter.
I forgot we did time-lapse that.
Yeah.
It was one of the few times I think we did.
It's been a while since I've been in the makeup chair with you, Garrett.
That's all going to change starting now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm trying to think of what was the last time.
I'll keep the kit here.
What was the last time you put makeup? Yeah,
on you?
I don't know. It's been a while. But
I know when.
Yeah.
V4 filming.
Oh. We can't talk about it.
Say that.
Little version 4 stuff.
Yeah, we've been filming V4.
Yeah.
We can admit it.
Yeah.
I'll admit it.
Yeah, we'll cop to it. But but I'm looking forward to that much more. I'm looking forward to that terrible latex smell a lot more often. A lot more often.
It smells like shit.
Put it right in.
That's a good
nose.
Thing, but that I do associate that smell with working with Garrett, so I have a positive.
He associates ammonia piss smell with me. Thank you.
That is actually, I don't mind sitting in the makeup chair for a long time. Like when we did the orc thing, that was, we met you at 6:30 in the morning?
I think I wanted to start at 6:30.
And we were done at 2:30. I mean, it was a long ass time. And I didn't mind any of it, but that smell, man. That smell.
Yeah,
that's the one thing. If it smelled like fucking chocolate chip cookies, it would have passed by in a minute. But anyway.
You can say that about any smell, really.
No.
Let's plug my nose.
Any bad smell would be better if it smelled like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, bold
I'm
but true.
I guess.
Bold but true. Yeah. But I'm just talking in the sense of time passing.
Oh, man.
Wait.
This dog shit smells like shit.
Man,
better
how much
if it smelled like fresh cookies.
I would love picking it up.
That was the example I was thinking of. If it was something you knew was gross and hazardous, like dog shit, and it smelled like chocolate chip cookies, would you be sitting there huffing it? Even if it smelled good, I'd be like, no, I know it's shit. I know it's fecal fumes.
I would taste it. I would have to know. All right, it smells like cookies.
I never considered that. But you know, okay, vanilla is an example of that. Because vanilla smells great, but if you just taste like straight vanilla extract, it tastes terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly and I, what we're and I about. Do, I smell that, but I don't taste it. So I wouldn't taste the shit.
That's how you know, actually, we just proved it. That's how you know God is real. Because he didn't make dog shit smell like cookies.
Yeah.
So saveth thine man frometh eating dog shit.
It's all
biological tricks. It's like, you know, puppies are so cute. Like puppies are, they're assholes. Like they shit all over the place. They rip stuff up, but they're so cute to you. You feel a need to, I got to take care of it. But they're assholes. Like if they were ugly, would you take care of them? Hell no. You'd kick them down the stairs.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like a baby owl. It just out the window.
You kick a baby owl?
Have you seen a baby owl?
Aren't they cute? I imagine.
No fur on them. Look like a little dinosaur. Oh. Sickening.
Okay.
They are little dinosaurs.
It's true.
That's true.
It's all true.
True.
Jurassic World. This podcast is sponsored by Jurassic World. Bite of the Fallen. That's the new one.
Is that going to be the third
one?
That
is, yeah. Coming to you
this
spring.
They have the best fucking names for those Jurassic Park movies.
Bite of the Fallen.
Bite of the... Kingdom of the tail. Of the scale. Of the tail scale. Anyways... What's up, everybody? Thanks. Welcome to the 64 podcast.
Hey, I just want to say, enough of that bullshit. I just saw the halftime show, the Super Bowl. Fuck, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to say that. I saw the big game. I was watching the big game.
Oh, you just reminded me.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of the Super Bowl.
Oh.
We are the NFL.
Oh.
In fact, this is the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
You're watching it. Hey, NFL. Come at
Roger Suck Goodell. Is welcome Goodell. To the Super Mad Come right now.
This is the welcome to the Super Bowl. Patriots, Steelers.
That's you're looking at Tom Brady.
Their merchandise.
That is Brady.
Yep.
Damn. How's Giselle?
Give him a pass.
So good. On that note, I did see the Super Bowl halftime show, and I want to give a shout out if he's watching. Adam Levine killing it on that. God, Maroon 5 just hotter than ever.
He is watching. Careful what you
say. Big boy from Outkast doing I Like the Way You Move, the new single, and I love that. And they showed a clip of SpongeBob. You know, and I don't know why they did it, but they did.
Rest in peace. RIP Stephen Hillerman.
Adam Levine fucking sucks.
Mr. Negative.
He's watching.
Jealous.
Okay, sorry.
Well, let me just say first, man, when he, first of all, I like that he saved his voice for the end because he didn't really sing out loud very much in the beginning. He just kind of missed every note, but I think that was to save up for the end. And then at the end when he did, and then he took his shirt off.
Nice.
And he was like, moves like, I got the tattoos. Moves like Jagger. The song that you heard over and over at E3 2012, he did that. Moves like Jagger. Moves. So I just wanted to get that out. Sean,
I'm going to take back what I said because that was very negative. And thank you for calling me out. Sometimes I need to be told that I'm being negative.
Real talk. Can I interject? Real talk. Please. Do you know anybody that likes Maroon 5
life? Now, my mom did once at one point.
Your Not mom did. Rocco's mom did once at one point, but it does no longer. How did that happen?
Let me just say this, though. I will say this. When they first came out.
Very first came out.
I thought the first couple singles were pretty catchy.
Hey, Harder to Breathe.
Harder to Breathe.
I like that song.
Is there anyone out there? I thought that was a good song. And then This Love came out. I was getting kind of tired of them by the end of that single coming out, but that song was catchy.
That was the first song of them I heard.
Yeah, and that was their big blow up, and he sang. He was not like hitting it. Like he was singing, and it sounded tired.
Oof.
I think this is Adam Levine is someone that I feel like 95% of women think he's hot and like him, and then I think guys just are like turned off by this guy. Like
where are you getting these
me.
Statistics from?
My brain. It's your it just seems like I. Not
Jenny like him?
No, Jenny doesn't like him. But like I know
She's
a lot of
the
girls
5%.
Who do. She's a 5%er, yeah. But like they like his look, they think he's cute or whatever. Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't think there's any guys like fuck yeah, Maroon 5.
I don't
Adam
know
Levine.
Any I don't Howard know anybody who likes Maroon 5. I don't Howard know any Stern. Girl that is
Howard
into Adam
Stern
Levine.
Likes Train.
I don't understand why, but Howard Stern constantly sucks Train's dick and what? Adam Levine's dick.
Yeah,
and
that's
I
Train.
It's another shitty band with another shitty lead singer.
Train is the worst band of all the bands.
Yeah, really. Nickelback got the bum rap here. I think you're Nickelback is a thousand times better than Train.
But I don't know anyone in real life, you're right, Derek, who actually listens to Maroon 5 or Adam Levine. It, wasn't he on one of those shows? Like the,
he's on The Voice. He's on The Voice.
Is that where the chair turns around?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's honestly why Maroon 5 is so popular. Like they had songs. Him, yeah. They had hits before. But like that, him being on that show like made it so they're on the Super Bowl.
Okay,
yeah.
But biggest question of all, because I had money riding offline betting.
Yeah.
Did he take a knee?
Nope.
Oh,
Adam
fuck.
Levine did not take a
I'm
knee.
I'm out $500.
Adam Levine bows for no man.
You son of a bitch, Levine.
Here's my problem with Maroon 5. I know nobody asked, but this is my take on it. They're not cool.
No.
I just don't. Nothing about them says cool to me. It, like, I get it. Sexy, sure. Not cool.
No.
Yeah. The dorky but kind of sexy.
But you know what? In all honesty, they have a couple hits. I just feel like if they could have been in the halftime show if they were like part of another halftime show. Like,
well, Big Boy.
Like, do you? Yeah, yeah. Big Boy showed up and he did that one song. And in all honesty, like, I like that song. So he did that. And I was like, okay, cool. And then he was gone. And that was it. And I don't feel like Maroon 5 justified the entire halftime show. Like, come in and do moves like Jagger and one other thing. And then you're out.
It's like, here's
no joke.
Thing.
I would rather have ICP do the halftime
Hell
show.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
please. What does that tell you?
That's but good. I will also say, too, that a big part of the halftime show being sucky is you got to do like a big. People like spectacle. You got to do a big spectacle. And I could give two shits and a fuck, shout out ICP, about Katy Perry's, like, the content of her show, like, her songs.
Okay.
But she came out, she rode, it looked like she rode the fucking Tiger Zord into her.
Yeah, it was a gigantic robot tiger.
And then she did, and then California Girls, she had a whole totally different set, which people are still talking about, with those sharks and shit. And then Missy Elliott came out and did a thing with her. It was a whole active performance. Maroon 5 was just like on the one stage, just doing their like six songs.
And
you know, that was
here's
it.
Here's the thing with Adam Levine, is like, this dude, like, takes his shirt off, so he's shirtless. He's covered in tattoos.
You're so jealous.
And I'm looking, and I'm thinking, like, no, but it's like you're singing moves like Jagger, and you're not fucking cool.
You're not
like,
Jagger.
You're not cool.
Yeah, there's
and
just nothing to it.
You're trying so hard to be cool, but God, you're fucking lame.
They should have had Mick Jagger come out.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
the only
exactly.
person on
don't,
stage.
Don't something like that.
The only person on stage that should take their shirt off and dance around to that song is Mick Jagger.
Exactly.
100% agree.
But also, too, Justin
the Walker.
Justin Timberlake, I think, is a super talented guy. I like Justin Timberlake. Okay. But he even his halftime show wasn't the spectacle. So nobody talks about it. Like, he was just in one place doing his shitty
You know what people talked about after that set was him and that kid that was in the crowd.
Yeah, he took a selfie with some
kid. That was
kid.
What everyone was talking about was the fucking kid that no one knows. Like, that was
It's just weird. Like, they don't, like, put more into your show, man.
Justin Timberlake's responsible for my favorite halftime show moment.
Yeah,
the Janet Jackson.
He pulled Janet Jackson's titty out.
Yeah, he sure did.
For all of us to see.
Classic.
Bring Janet Jackson back, okay?
Yeah.
Can we give her another chance?
Please.
Hey.
That would be a show I would tune in for.
That was what I was waiting for when Justin Timberlake did it, like, last year or whenever it was.
There was rumors.
I wanted her to come back and just do it again. Like, hey, it's a Brave New World. It's been 15
one.
Years.
New decade,
do the right
let's
one.
Do it.
And then have him do it, too. To have it be a moment of equality. That would have been amazing.
He pulls his ball
out. He pulls the tit out and then,
nut
just
out.
Sack. Just
nut out.
Jan
Jackson.
There it is. Deal with it.
Justin Timberlake's pubes must be, like, extra curly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the hair is curly.
It looks
enough.
Like ramen, just like that one music video.
Carpets match.
Yeah, it looks like somebody curled ramen, like extra curly ramen.
Looks like somebody really likes ramen. You know what I mean?
I got it. I figured it out, Rocco.
I got it.
Fro pubes. Thank you, Nitro Dubs.
A cup of noodle. You know,
fro pubes, as Nitro Dubs has said.
Yeah.
Anyways, halftime show sucks. Super Bowl. Is this?
You know,
this is great.
It.
This is the Super Bowl.
True.
Yeah. We're not doing a halftime show. What?
I love that all these celebrities and like big acts are afraid to do like Super Bowl halftime shows or host an award show or everything's too controversial, so they got to like go to like B team, C team.
Oh yeah.
And now we get Levine.
Eventually,
up front.
It's going
to
be us.
Well, just that's our time to shine.
I would cancel all award shows. They're
at this point,
they're just abysmal. Don't blame anybody for not wanting to host it. It's a shit show, and you can't win. So, That's yeah. what I think.
There you go.
But I'm just trying to keep it positive.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying. You know what? I watched the Super Bowl for a little bit, and it's funny because after the Chargers left, I was like, I'm done with that. Like, Chargers, I'm done with
You're
them.
Done with football?
I was pretty much done with football for the most
or
part.
All
like,
sports?
No. God, okay. No. Jeez. No. Whoa. But with football, though, I was kind of like, I don't know, like, I'll watch it because I play fantasy football with my family and that's fun. But like, if I had a team, I would choose, it'd be the Rams. They're up in LA and they're like the Chargers like rival up there. I'll go for the Rams. And it's funny, the Rams are in the Super Bowl, and I was like, oh, I don't care. Like, it's such a bummer to me. Like, if I had a team,
should
it's the
be
Rams.
The Saints,
they're
bro.
In it, and I just don't care.
Should have been the Saints, bro.
Should have been the Saints. You're
welcome
right.
to my world of not caring.
Yeah, I feel like this is how good, it feels.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I'm a little bummed. I wish I did care.
Nah, baseball's coming up.
Were the commercials good this year? I didn't watch anything.
I saw one commercial with Jason Bateman.
What was the advertising?
Hyundai.
They're all going to be online.
It's a good commercial.
That was the best one?
That's the only one I saw. Oh. It was okay. I mean, not really that funny. I like Jason Bateman, so I liked it, but yeah, whatever.
I know so many people who say that they only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials, and I feel like in the 90s, that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with the internet, it's not that.
Yeah,
that's
but
over.
Now, yeah. like, you're excited to watch television commercials? Like, yeah. that's
it's
yeah.
weird.
That's your Sunday?
Yeah, it used to be the one time of year you would like that, but we're so inundated with them online that it's kind of lost.
Yeah, I feel my life is just everywhere I go, there's ads being played for me.
And before
so,
it was
yeah, a shift.
It was the spectacle of like, you can't miss a commercial because you're not going to see it again. But now it's like,
totally.
They're online like a week before. Like, I've seen a lot of these already.
Yeah, they air them early, right?
Yeah, you know, because they made all the, you know, spend the money on it.
I want to give a shout out. Hey, listen, I know in years past, talked a lot of shit on the Marvel stuff, all the superhero, whatever.
Did.
I think there's something that they're doing, and I think it's so cool. Legitimately,
really?
I'd love to see this done
fighting
more.
Fighting Thanos?
No, could be true. No, but the new Avengers, there was a new little 30-second spot for that today.
Okay.
Showed some new footage. And it's just kind of like, you know, after the horrible events of the last movie, they're kind of like walking around in these empty places like, what do we do now? How do we pick up the pieces? Blah, blah, blah. I thought they were really good at capturing mood and just kind of the feeling of this next movie. But what I really love is that they said this, the directors of the movie said, all the trailers and the commercials, all the stuff coming out for this new Avengers, all of them only use footage from the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Oh, wow.
I think that is so cool. They came out and said that and stuck to it. I actually think that's a great idea. Honestly, you see, you know, I remember when all the Star Wars prequels came out and you saw so much in the trailer. Well, I mean, I could go on and on. You see everything in trailers. But I thought that was actually cool.
Yeah,
like,
I respect
that. And it's kind of a cool gimmick, too. Like, people are talking about that. Like, oh, that's all they're – oh, you know. It kind of adds to the excitement. And I want to say, hey, that was a cool idea. Shout
and people
out.
Are still excited. I mean, they're going to make $1 billion
people
anyways.
Are seeing it no matter what. Exactly. Yeah. But I like the fact that they know that, and they're like, look, just use that. We don't need to show them anything else. And I thought that was cool. So,
oh, you know what
respect.
I did see, actually? They had a teaser for the new Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And
I didn't see that. Yeah.
And you know the teaser itself, whatever. Just, honestly, seeing the music and the graphic, I was excited. But like, I'm really excited about that. Like, I cannot wait for the trailer. It's April 1st, which I don't know if I had a date before,
Who
but
hosts?
April 1st.
It's Jordan.
Jordan
Peele.
Peele.
He produced it and oversaw. He wasn't in the writers' room, but he oversaw it. And I have a friend, my friend Heather Campbell, who interviewed you guys back 10 years ago. She's a writer on the show.
Oh, my God.
And it's just
so cool.
A bunch of cool, like,
she's
sci-fi.
Writing on that show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
So I'm excited to check it out. But, yeah, Jordan Peele just assembled, like, all the greatest, like, sci-fi writers just to, like, make more, like, hour-long sci-fi crazy things. So I'm very excited for it.
Is he, like, the Rod Serling who will introduce
each short story?
Yeah, he's I didn't know he was going to do that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he had the black suit, and he kind of, like, was talking, not like Rod Serling, but he was talking, like, seriously.
He was talking like
And then he walked through the door, and then it showed the thing. I was like, oh, I'm fucking.
They've tried to relaunch the Twilight Zone like 4 times in the past 50 years. It's never worked.
You know what? I liked the 80s one. I was the only one who did, but I liked it.
Jordan Peele has enough clout. He could have just done his own sci-fi anthology because you can't be Rod Serling. Like,
no, I agree, but they did it in like 2000s, right? And that like bombed. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they've done it a bunch of times.
The only thing that really bums me out, though, is that it's on that CBS All Access, which is ironic because you have to pay to get that All Access.
No access.
No access.
Yeah, it's kind of hard
to
do another streaming service. And I really want people have been talking about this, but I really wonder if we're in for a crash at some point soon.
For what?
Because I feel like
of all the streaming services,
because everyone is starting to announce their own or branching off into their own, and no one's going for that.
It's
like
it's the same problem that cable had 15 years ago, where it's like, okay, basic cable's $30. You want MTV? That's another $10. Yeah. You want HBO? Well, we'll give you HBO and Stars, so that's another $20. And at the end of the day, you're paying like $90 when you really only want four channels.
Yeah.
So streaming services were an alternative to that. $7.99, get access to everything. But here we are. It's like, well, not access to this. That's an extra. That's another streaming service.
Oh, and listen to this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, what's that?
Yesterday was Groundhog's Day.
Oh.
And that movie is on Amazon Prime. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm like, you know what? My kids have never seen the movie. I think they'd fucking love it. I think that's a great movie. And I went there. They took it off. Because it was Groundhog's Day. And it's like, why am I paying for a service when
it was there the day before?
Yeah. Or at least a couple days before, at least 2 days before.
Well, maybe it just went away that month, like for February. You know what I mean?
February it expired.
But that's
dirty. But the point is the same.
Yeah.
Same point.
I got you covered, boy. Happy Death Day.
I was going to say, did you show them
it's
that?
It's the exact same movie. So
my girlfriend told me, like, hey.
They even name drop Groundhog's Day in the film.
Really?
They do?
Yeah, I talked about this on the podcast.
In the third
act of Happy Death Day, it cuts to, all right, I'm going to explain to you what's going on. And then, vroom, 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 you've never seen Groundhog's Day?
I think there's a Netflix show called Russian Doll that is the same thing. It seems to, like, I saw like a trailer for that, and it's like, it's the same fucking thing. We've done this.
Derek, did you see, when you saw Glass, did you see the trailer for Happy Death Day to you?
Yeah, that's going to, that classic horror movie scenario. The first one was okay, did well. I think the second one is going to be the biggest piece of shit. And the franchise, well, it could go either way with horror movies. The franchise will either die instantly or continue on indefinitely, despite all the movies being garbage.
You know what, though, Derek? I've never been interested in that series, and I got the biggest kick out of it. I legitimately liked that trailer. When they showed that trailer, I felt like it was so self-aware of what it was doing, where now it's some other kid, and the girl is like, Jesus Christ, is somebody else going through this?
I have a theory.
That got me interested in it.
I have a theory just based on that trailer.
Yeah.
Only from what I saw in the trailer for Happy Death Day to You. Yeah. I'm calling it now. I hope I'm right. I bet she is killing herself.
Oh.
Didn't that happen in the trailer?
Oh. No. I'm talking about in
she's going after a new she's
in the
killing
trailer.
The new kid.
Okay, so in the first movie, it was this girl, and she's going through the Groundhog's Day experience. Every day, a murderer is killing her, and she has to find out who it is.
Okay.
In the new one, they are setting up that her friends that helped her out in the first movie are also going through that experience.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's like a guy with bleached hair and her boyfriend, and they show at one point, not her, but another character like sees a version of himself, and it made me think like, they're doing this repeating thing, perhaps, where they can cross over timelines and see themselves again. I bet the main character, the killer ends up being her from another timeline that is trying to like get out of it.
Okay.
That's my prediction based only on the 30 seconds I saw for the trailer before Glass.
Because it seemed like in that trailer she was killing herself to start the day over to help him out.
Yeah, she's definitely like committing suicide, like who is the ultimate killer? I bet it's fucking her.
Dude, it's a Scream situation. Matthew Lillard stabbed himself.
I just laughed at the, like I said, the trailer was really self-aware, and I love that it was set to 50 Cent in the Club, because it kept saying, it's your birthday. That just made me laugh.
Dude, just like Groundhog's Day, every time she wakes up, the clock is playing the same song, and it's that
my
song.
God.
Or it's her, I think it's her cell phone ring or something like that.
Man. So, I was told, hey, before that Happy Death Day to You comes out.
Great name.
We have to watch. My girlfriend's like, we have to watch the first one because you haven't seen it yet. And we're going for Valentine's Day that next weekend to go see Happy Death Day 2.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So I'm in for.
I'll reiterate my review of the first one.
Yeah.
It was entertaining enough. But if that shit was happening to me, you wouldn't have a movie because I get killed. Oh, I'm reliving the same day. All right, hold on. Let me go buy a gun. All right, I'm just going to wait in the same spot. Come on, fucker.
Yeah.
Boom! Roll credits.
Elimination game.
She was so stupid. The whole time, I'm like, you have the advantage of knowing what's going to happen. It's like you could see the future.
Yeah.
Use it. You have a superpower. You're ignoring it.
On the subject of Groundhog's Day,
yes.
I was the most mind-blower headline I heard all week was, I don't know if anybody else saw this, was Groundhog's Day sequel announced as PlayStation VR game. What? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what?
What? But they, sure enough, they announced, what is it called? Shit. Groundhog's Day.
To you.
Groundhog's Reloaded. Day from, what is it, father to son or something?
Yeah,
you play as Bill Murray's son, or the character.
It's the Bill Murray character's son.
Punxsutawney Kingdom.
And he goes, like father, like son, that's what it is. He goes to that same place and experiences the same thing that his dad did. And he talks about it, like they refer to the Bill Murray character and all that stuff. And he's stuck in the same day loop, and it's a PlayStation VR game where you go through that day, and you've got to make sure everything goes correctly. So, this guy's going to fall in that puddle. Okay, I stopped that. Okay, this guy.
That sounds kind of fun.
So, I don't know. We'll see. It comes out later this year, but what a weird way to follow that up.
The animation or, like, the graphics look weird.
Yeah, it's very stylized.
It's very – it kind of – I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of, but it was like it made me uncomfortable, and I thought, like, I don't want to be immersed in that world.
I honestly, this is one situation where you could have just made it just have good graphics.
Do you get to rob banks and bang every chick in the town and have a god complex?
That's what you don't want to do, because that you got to get out of that day.
They but cut all could, the fun yeah, stuff
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but you should be able to do it.
I think Derek just wrote a new Todd and Aaron joke. Yo, what happened? They cut all the good stuff out. What the fuck?
The meat of that movie is Bill Murray basically being the devil.
Having fun.
I know everything about everybody in this town. I had sex with her over there. I robbed the bank. Maybe I'll save this kid from dying.
All right.
Anyway, but that's coming out. So like we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Damn.
That sounds like it's real, like, artistic. Sounds like a lot of... Not a money grab. A lot of integrity there.
Well, it's so random that maybe they had a good idea. Like, it's such a and also, it should have come out yesterday.
This is, I'll point
out. That's what I was saying when they announced it. I was like, so is this out? Oh, it's not.
I'm going to point something out to everybody and conspiracy theory. This is now the second Bill Murray movie that has had a video game sequel.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters had a video game sequel. Yeah. Now Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
What next?
But, what about Bob? What about Bob VR is coming soon?
In Translation.
Yeah. VR.
VR.
You finally have someone to hang out with you in Japan.
Hell yeah. It just seems of all the movies.
Garfield 3 on PS5. Thank you, Dickens.
But that's a good point that they're bringing up in the chat, though. The other time they've done this, Ghostbusters, it was good.
I didn't play that. I heard good things.
Hey, that game was great. And it was perfectly in the spirit third one.
What is the premise of the Ghostbusters game?
You got to get boson darts.
What?
Okay. Ray.
Somebody else, please.
Ray tells you to get them boson darts a lot in that game. No, it's like you're in business as the Ghostbusters, and then I think there's another parallel breakthrough with a new villain, and you guys have to save the day.
It really is just like another day as the Ghostbusters.
Is it like...
it's a new villain.
Is it like Luigi's Mansion a little bit? Are you hunting ghosts?
I mean, they're around, and you have to fight them with your gun, and then you can suck them up.
Luigi's Mansion.
I thought that was a great game. It was. Honestly. Like, and all the music in it was like composed in the same way as the 80s movie. So it was all very like ding, 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 ding. You know, it was
all
just,
voice actors.
They
too?
Nailed the aesthetic of it. Like, it was really fun. It was I really enjoyed it. It wasn't like the greatest game of all time, but for a third Ghostbusters thing, it was pretty good. For a movie based game, you know what I mean? I was really surprised.
They're gonna make another new Ghostbusters movie with the remaining three cast members.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are they going to team up with
that
the
got
female,
announced?
Are they with the female Ghostbusters?
No. I think the Kevin Feige project is just being stripped from the record.
Oh, what?
And they're going to make a Ghostbusters, like a true Ghostbusters 3 is what I heard.
Okay.
But The patriarchy wins.
Hey,
you should have done it when Harold Ramis was alive.
Sometimes the ship sails, a ghost, dude. And there's no getting on it. And
he's a ghost.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God.
They can talk to him.
They're going
to
do a Harold Ramis deep fake. They're going
to
look like the actor's there, but he's going to be a fucking... They're going to have to fight. Who do you play, Egon?
Egon Spengler.
He's the fucking smart one. And how do you outsmart the smart one when he's an evil ghost?
He would also, of all of them, he would know how to like communicate with the remaining three busters from the other dimension.
Now
that would be kind of cool, but
do
still.
You think like, I mean, he's dead. He doesn't care.
Harold?
Right?
Yeah, his son's alive.
Dead people don't care about nothing.
His son is. Yeah, his son is going to direct it.
Yeah, yeah, his son's cashing in.
Wait. Oh, then he can definitely put his
director.
Dad in it.
He directed Moon, right?
His son directed Moon?
No, that's Ivan Reitman.
That's David Bowie's
Not one piece of info has been correct here. It's the son of the guy who directed the first one. His son is directing the new one.
Oh, okay. We're wrong on that.
Is that Ivan Reitman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and Ivan Reitman's
Jason Reitman is directing the new one.
And Jason Reitman directed Juno?
Juno.
There you go.
So this is like
Juno meets Ghostbusters.
But Harold Ramis did direct Groundhog Day, correct?
And Stripes. And a bunch of comedy movies, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't realize that until I saw it yesterday, and I was like, oh, shit, he directed that? I didn't realize that Harold Ramis directed this
but
movie.
But I don't think Harold Ramis has a son, or that he does shit.
Egon Ramis.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, throw him in the movie. Why not?
Yeah. Make him like a Hatsune
Miku. That's a big reveal.
You make him a parallel... hologram, like Miku or whatever.
Hey, you guys, if I ever die, you're allowed to put my ghost in videos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we make it say fucked up shit?
You said that.
No. Only things that I would approve to say. Like, you have a pretty good idea what I want to say.
Oh, yeah. We know all the fucked up shit you'd say.
We'll pay Jenny off, and she'll give us rights to make you say all kinds of fucked up shit.
Okay. As long as you pay her off, that's fine.
If I die, you cannot use any more footage of me. You can't green screen me into anything anymore. Oh. That ends. Now, right now, you can do it.
But when
I'm
you're dead, that ends.
No go. Sorry.
Sorry.
Anyway. Cool. Hey, everybody. Thank you for watching our show tonight. I want to point you to a great way to connect, endorse, support, and enhance this show we have is shop.mega64.com, the greatest storefront empire, whatever you want to call it, on the internet. In fact, if you're watching right now,
bigger than Amazon, baby.
Bigger than Amazon. We're going for Bezos' throat.
Yep.
Watch out, Bezos.
Bezos,
you're going through a divorce, but your life's about to get a whole lot worse.
We already took down Machinima.
That's right. Smosh. Smoshed them.
Hey, no, really. Did you hear about Machinima as of today
is closed their doors?
They wiped their whole channel.
Whoa.
Which was tens of thousands of videos.
Why would you wipe it?
Yeah, why just leave it?
Because now they got bought by so many different companies that now they're essentially owned by, I think, like AT&T or Warner Brothers.
That's
or
a bad place.
Something.
To be.
And they just went, this isn't valuable to us anymore. So they just erased it. It's better to not have this liability around.
AT&T hated Machinima so fucking much. Like, let's buy them and wipe them from the history books.
I will say it again. We're still fucking here. Got
yeah.
It. Cockroaches of the internet.
Yep.
We are
like
still
that
here.
Term.
I love that term.
Egyptian pyramids of the internet. We will stand the test of time. See you in 40 centuries.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But how funny is it that I think it's safe that we can say this now. We went to like multiple meetings with Machinima. Nothing got off the ground, but there were so many times
we wanted to do something with Machinima of our show.
They wanted to AT&T us.
Yeah.
But how funny that like they couldn't. We just couldn't find like a middle ground on what we wanted to do, and then that's not around anymore.
Bummer. I'm gonna miss
Maker's Gone.
The Halo skits, the stupid Halo cartoons with Caboose and
those are still there.
Yeah, you can't get rid of those.
Yeah, those are stuck.
That's
the Red.
That's
versus.
Not them.
They didn't wipe those.
That was the Red versus.
That'd
series.
Be the first thing I'd wipe. Jeez,
Red versus series is still up.
A lot of people express concern that the clip of me and Brian on stage at Machinima's E3 coverage, where we were completely wrecking their live broadcast.
Yeah, did they keep that?
You're staring at your phone.
They were upset that was wiped. Don't worry, we have it safely backed up here
at
Mega 64 headquarters, and we'll show it on Mega Mega 64 TV.
I have it on good authority that that was the one video AT&T reviewed in deciding whether they should keep Machinima or not. So,
you're like, this guy's chewing gum really big. Fuck this video.
Anyway, so
speaking of sticking around,
we survive. We always have survived.
We're still here.
And shop.mega64.com is a way to ensure we still will. If you're watching right now, you can pre-order
Sunday night
the brand new Mega 64 Anime Trash Swag collab shirt is up right now in two different colors. The colors that people online voted for.
We're talking Sunday night, right? Because people watching on Tuesday are going to think, right now, fuck, Tuesday.
Well, but it's up now. It'll be up for them too. It'll be up for them too. We'll have it up all week.
We're time travelers.
We'll close the pre-orders a week from now. But the pre-orders are up for the Anime Trash Swag collaboration shirt, the new one in both black and yellow.
Get your favorite or get both, because we don't know if we're going to continue on with both of them.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it really, it's up in the air at this point. So
yeah.
Lock it in.
Yeah, so there you go. Get those now, plus a ton of other items. There's, you know, a lot of the shirts are sold out on our site right now because, you know, we've had a great year. What can I say? It's been an excellent quarter. But, you know, we'll restock more in the near future, so don't worry about that if it's a little slim pickings
right now. We're the masters of running business, and we found the secret to running a good business is to list everything as sold out. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Just say it. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, they're all, we have a million dumbass quote shirts sitting right there.
Right there.
But I do want to say with the Anime Trash Swag Madden shirt, thank you to everybody who voted on the six designs.
Yeah.
These two were by far the favorites. We counted every single vote that was on Twitter. But after a while, it was pretty mind numbing because it was like, okay. The black tee and the yellow tee, black one and yellow tee. The other ones were good. I really enjoyed them.
I like, there was like Ava Unit 1 colors.
Yeah. The yellow one actually wasn't my personal favorite. I didn't think that one would win, but it was very strong.
I knew that Mickey D's combo was going to win.
Oh, yeah.
The McDonald's.
So those were the top two, and now you can select your favorite. So like I said, we are the Super Bowl, and these are the two teams that are playing.
Yeah.
Black shirt, yellow shirt. Who do you put your money on?
Yeah, so go and pick those up. Also, be sure to check out patreon.com/mega64 because it's not up if you're watching this live, but very shortly we're putting up a friend dimension that's a different kind of friend dimension where we played a card game, not a video game, but an analog game.
And
it was really good. So that'll be up very soon, and check that out. Thank you.
Yeah, Blackjack.
Yeah, you got, check it out. Poker.
Also, this is what I was going to say. Speaking of sticking around, we have a new video coming out this week.
Yeah.
And me personally, I am very excited for it to be released.
Yeah.
Me too. I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
When's this thing drop?
Tomorrow morning.
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday morning?
Monday.
Ooh.
So if you're watching this on Tuesday, it's already out. Check it out.
You've probably already seen it. If not, pause this. YouTube.com/Mega64.
Yeah.
Watch it.
And subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah. Hey, actually,
already.
Oh my God. I believe we are less than 20, possibly less than 10 subscribers away from 500,000.
Are you serious?
Sick.
Oh,
is
shit.
It that many? I thought it was like 600.
What? Maybe, maybe
an hour
hold
ago.
Hold on. Maybe our YouTube subscriptions got purged recently.
You know,
that does happen every once in a while, but last time I looked, we were pretty close.
It might have been everyone that got unsubscribed from Machinima.
What was that beep?
I don't know.
We still are 600 away.
600. Yeah. Okay.
All right. 576 subs away. We can do it.
We can do that. And I think we can tell a friend to sub.
Yeah.
Hey, after this video comes out, we're there, baby.
If everyone watching this now told one friend to sub, we'd be there.
Well, and everyone that got unsubbed from Machinima, just take that,
throw it over here.
Give it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got nothing else to watch. Yeah.
It's worth a dollar, makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody get to play anything? Oh, actually, I should preface this.
Oh, what?
Garrett, you weren't here last weekend.
Yeah, what'd you guys talk about?
I really think you picked maybe the worst weekend of all of them to not be here.
Yeah.
Out of any weekend, I'm honestly thinking about it. I'm like, what happened last weekend? Resident Evil 2 remake after decades finally came out.
Yeah.
And the creator of Twisted Metal was sitting right where you
know,
were.
Right there.
This is like the third time.
Garrett wasn't here.
This is like the third time that you guys have hung
out. Have you
ever
met him before?
No.
That's crazy, because we see him so much.
I know, and I've still never even been around to meet him. And, yeah, explain what happened. You guys hung out? And...
Yeah, we had our MLK stream, which, by the way, as of this podcast, is finally concluding.
Oh, good.
We went an extra week with the grand finale of this whole weekend. We streamed a jar of pickles and then a can of root beer. For the whole weekend. So I think we broke a record. But it's officially concluding tonight. But we thought to be part of the stream, you know, I almost said Corey Barlow. David Jaffe isn't too far from us. So we thought, you know, maybe
that's
would
so
he,
cool.
He likes streaming and he keeps talking about that. Maybe he'd want to be on here. So he was. And he came and talked to us, and it was cool. We ate burritos.
It was super cool.
I've loved so many of his games. I've just always wanted to meet him. And the fact that you guys have worked with him like 3 or 4 times, and I've just never been around. Yeah. But that's all about to change.
That's right, because you're going to be here.
Because, shit.
Yeah, we'll see. Till next time he comes here.
Tomorrow, Monday. That's my first day.
You know what's really funny is we did the burrito bit, and we tried to explain to him like what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And so we did it.
I watched that.
When it was over, it took like a little bit of a break, and he's like, I would love to be here and be interviewed by you guys and talk to you guys for a long time. I'll be as long as you want, but it would be kind of funny if I was just gone and never came back. But we kept him around.
Yeah, but there was a moment of like
we considered it. It's like that is a good point. How funny it would be if you just never came back. But we have
all of that is on YouTube now. We put the David Jaffe stuff on YouTube.
A lot of highlights. Kinds of stuff.
There was a lot of fun highlights from this last MLK stream. I really enjoyed Kevin as part of week two of our MLK stream, Kevin broke into his. He's had a box of MREs. The military. What does that actually stand for? Military. What's
meals
that?
Ready to eat.
Meals ready to eat. They're like what the military gets out in the field and stuff to eat. He's had a big ass box of them ready to go, and he
dug into them
for a stream, which went like three. It was like a 3 hour stream.
I probably watched 2 hours of it.
Really?
I was at home loving every second of it. It was great. It was so good.
Did you get really full, Kevin? Oh, stuff. Feel like and to the gills.
It was
it was 12 meals.
He only took a bite, whatever, but it was really gross.
He still ate a lot.
Yeah, he ate a lot, and it was like he ate like it's like a buffet where it's like, oh, this is
tuna.
Nothing was the same.
None of it went together.
It was fucking weird. It looked weird.
I saw just straight up like packaged tuna, like star-kissed tuna. And I was like, oh, I mean, that's like a Wednesday for me. Send me to battle any day.
Somehow those streams are endlessly fascinating. Like you would think, well, he's unboxing food and eating it. Who gives a fuck? It's always a surprise. Like, okay, what did they want you to eat here? And then it's like, how are they going to execute this? They say this is gravy, like potatoes and gravy. What am I in for when I open this? Yeah. It was actually fascinating. I don't know how, but it is. Like Kevin does a good job with that. So that's one thing I looked forward to from last year, and he did it again in an amazing fashion. Yeah. And a lot of people were asking. It was me. I was behind the board on that stream. I tried to keep it as professional as possible. So hopefully you know, I'm trying to get into live events and running them smoothly. So hopefully, you know. But but the star was the food, definitely. Yeah. And that's still the only place in town, and we could safely say this: the only place on Twitch or maybe in the world that you'll ever see a single wrapped Pop-Tart.
That's true.
They have
where
that?
Else will you see that?
Single wrapped.
Single one Pop-Tart.
Whoa!
Individually wrapped. Where
the
else
military
will you see
knows
that?
Something we don't.
Were there?
Yeah.
Were there cigarettes in some of those rations?
That.
Oh, okay.
Did really that long ago? I would think maybe the 80s it would have lasted or something, but that's disappointing. Can't even have a smoke.
Nowadays they come with a vape Juul.
Yeah, give you a Juul.
I'm gonna go ahead and
Juul
say,
in Iraq.
Oh, have you seen my Juul?
I was going to say, you know, out and about in my day-to-day life, people are smoking cigarettes. That can sometimes it can be, you know. Obviously, they banned it at restaurants. They banned it here, there, wherever. Because, you know, it's sometimes, I don't want to breathe that in. I'm going to go ahead and say, on the battlefield, I don't care. Smoke a cigarette.
In the trenches, baby.
I'm going to go on a limb and say, hey, give them a cigarette. I don't give a fuck.
They should do.
Go nuts.
They should do an MRE that has its CBD infused.
Ooh.
That way, you get full, but also relax.
Yeah, you won't have a neck.
No stress during
the
war.
I don't want to be stressed out in war.
You don't want a cricked neck from sleeping on a barracks.
The more I think about CBD, the more it is just pissing me off. Because everywhere
I have something to say about it too.
Everywhere I look is CBD infused something, and I just feel like do drugs or don't. You know,
get
fucking high or knock this shit off.
Absolutely,
the CBD bullshit. Well, it doesn't get you high. But these are CBD infused shoes, so they make you run good, but also you feel relaxed.
It's the new it's like organic to sell something. It's the new buzzword to sell a product.
The other day, somebody got like CBD food for their dog.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and it's like my dog just needs to chill out.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ! I was listening on the radio that CBD is like approved for I don't know, like seizures or some specific thing that has nothing to do with being relaxed. But that's what everybody uses it for. So
that's fine.
What I was going to say was more than once this past just this week, I know more than one person in LA that bought food and then got it. And it was like, what? And it was like CBD infused whatever. It's like, I wanted a lemonade. I didn't.
Well, this lemonade will quench your thirst. But
and not fuck you up.
But it'll de-stress you too.
Like more than once. Like somebody just went to the store and got a thing and it's like, why was that lemonade $9? Wait, what? What is this shit? You know, or just bought can, you know, something. Yeah. It happened.
Well, I still think I'm gonna take it.
You haven't yet?
No.
It's been like four weeks.
I was nervous.
You're never gonna. It's been over a month. Yeah. You're never gonna take them.
I made the joke, and there's no joke. It's I have anxiety about taking this thing.
Like, it's perfect, man.
I do. It scares me and it stresses me out. I'll, thinking like, what
take
them
with, you with should, your wife.
I think you should wait before a flight. And then have one there, so that way I can be like, Sean, how's it working? And I can hear the words that I want to hear, which are, I can't sleep any better than before, and I'm going crazy.
That's what I want. I heard that you know, some people they smoke marijuana.
What
before a flight?
And they get paranoid.
Okay.
Do CBD infused weed, and you'll get high, but also relaxed.
Yeah. Do they make CBD infused weed, guys?
They don't, it's a gold mine.
Let's check into that product line, because man,
CBD weed.
Eat some bacon wrapped
bacon.
More
relaxed.
Oh, you're gonna be so relaxed, you're gonna want to take a nap after you finish sleeping.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Anyway, hey, this is a random tangent, but this is a funny thing that happened to Rocco, Kevin, and I.
Oh yeah.
I don't really know how to tell the story the right way. I'm just going to say that we were driving down an alley. We filmed something, the three of us, and we were driving down an alley.
Oh, this is the story you prepped me for on Thursday?
I basically said, Derek, when I tell a story in the podcast, I want you to envision this.
Can I
right
tell
here.
My story real quick because it's a lot shorter? We're driving down an alley, and Sean goes, I got a story about this alley. All right, tell it. No, I'll tell it on Sunday. You're not going to remember it on Sunday. And Sean said, I will. And when I tell it, remember this alley.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm
but
excited.
Here's the thing now. Here's the thing. It's like, now it's piped up to something crazy. And it was probably the most awkward I've been in the car. It's a very, very narrow alley. And a car was trying to come this way. And we were going this way. And
head on.
Rocco has a bigger car head on. And the guy stopped. It's an older guy. He stops. And we're just fucking stuck. But the way it's set up, it's like, he's right here, and we're right here facing him, and he looks real uncomfortable, like really fucking nervous.
Like we're just stuck next to him, and he's looking at, like we're right next to each other.
What
like,
do we do?
Can you go
and
around?
Then out like, of what? Nowhere, he looks over and waves, and a prostitute comes up and sits in the car with him. And it's a clear situation of this guy is buying sex from this girl.
Like, the whole transaction is happening next to us, and I can't get out of it.
And
I'm literally next to him as he's handing out cash for this woman to get into his car, and I'm like, get the...
And like,
can I just get around
the
here?
You should honk the horn.
So she gets in, and she looks, and she realizes that we're all just fucking stuck, and we don't know...
It's a car full of guys looking at him.
And, like, he's so obviously he just got fucking busted. And we're just like, what do we do? And so it's us slowly, like... going past him, and he just keeps looking at us, and we're looking at him, and it was like, and she's just smiling and happy, but it was so fucking uncomfortable. Holy shit.
Dude, I love this.
And I just wanted to get away from that. Like, the whole time, I'm just like, please, no, I don't want to look, please, just let me get
do
through.
Your thing. This isn't involving me. Why am I here to witness this?
So, a question on everybody's mind, was she hot?
Yeah.
How hot was she?
How hot?
How hot?
Mm,
Kevin.
Yeah.
She looked. That's a 10. She looked like a 10. Right now. Rocker when I just say like, the, hey, when I say the word prostitute,
yeah,
what pops into your mind is what she looked like.
Oh,
yeah. Fucking sexy.
HBO documentary, like school teacher.
Like yeah. She looked like right. Like she looked
Cindy
like
Cindy Crawford.
She looked like if you cast a prostitute in a TV show, that's that, what
you would cast.
What
her.
She looked like.
Y'all talking about a crack hoe?
I'm trying.
I would never
I'm
say.
I'm trying
that.
To pick the most relevant babe I could think of. Cindy Crawford.
It was Cindy Crawford. Yeah. But yeah, I've never. We were, it was a really weird transaction that we happened to witness.
In that same spot, in that same alley, the next. Actually, I could. 3 days in a row, there's been weird shit in that same spot.
Okay.
In that same exact spot. Because the next day, when I pulled into work, I looked at that alley. And a truck was speeding down it, and the car there's like a driveway thing that opens up, and the car can come out or whatever. Almost hit the truck. Like they came out, and the truck had to and stopped an inch from that from that truck. And it was like a tense standoff. And the guy in the truck was like, "What the hell? Like you were backing out, you weren't even looking." And the girl got out of the car and was like, "Oh, don't worry, I wasn't even driving."
What?
don't worry. I wasn't even driving. Yeah, you just got out of the car. You were backing the car up. I'm saying you should look before you do that. I don't know what her like. She just kept saying, "No, don't worry. I wasn't even driving."
It's a Tesla.
Yeah, exactly. It was like what? So maybe she got the automation thing or what? The guy was so confused he just drove off. Which so it worked. Whatever she did.
Yeah.
Anyway, then today in that same spot. A ton of chickens. There were a ton of chickens in that exact spot.
Just loose?
Loose, roaming chickens.
This is
right
a city,
there.
Too.
I was like, yeah, we're in the city. We're not in farmland. And there were a bunch of chickens there. And a dude came out of that same driveway going, oh, shit. Oh, no. And then took them back.
Guy's got an illegal egg operation going on
so,
over
yeah,
there.
We may
My
have,
chickens are loose.
We may have an illegal dairy happening very near us.
Wow.
And right. Hey, I'm letting them know if they're watching this. I won't say anything. You give me that cheddar. And I'm not talking anything but actual cheddar. Give me if you're making cheese, I want it.
Okay.
Good. Ricotta.
Wow.
Well, so. Yeah, you know, I've lived near this neighborhood. I kind of grew up. My parents still kind of live in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always around these alleys you're talking about. Hooker city, man. Yeah. Since the 80s.
I've honestly.
It got a lot
I've
better.
I've never. And I don't think seen like sex workers out on the street before.
Whoa, whoa. Don't insult them.
It was
hookers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, what is the correct terminology now? I think it is sex worker.
I thought it was sex worker. I thought I did it right. Yeah.
No.
Sean did it right. Yeah. He was
my best.
He was bringing me into the 21st century. But yeah, it's always been, it kind of got cleaned up in the 90s, but it's always been here.
Interesting. Well.
It's a hot part of town.
We saw the transaction go down. We saw the whole thing.
Fuck, and chickens, too?
Now you know the process.
We should have just filmed that.
Now you can do it for yourself.
Not to upload, just to have.
So was he parked there?
No, he was trying to have it be like as smooth as the transaction, like get in, get out,
pull up, get in, and
but we were blocking his way. So like the guy couldn't make a clean getaway because we were blocking
him. How did that guy know the sex worker would be there?
I think they arranged it. I think they arranged it.
Oh, so he's like,
she definitely knew who he was.
Meet me in the alley.
Yeah, yeah. They have a thing going for sure. But like, it was definitely like, okay, got her and go. I can't go. Oh shit. Oh, they're seeing me. Oh god. And like, they know what's going on. Oh, they know what's going on. It was, it was awful.
So, I'm gonna change. I'm gonna talk my story.
Oh,
now.
I wanted to get into rates and stuff.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, well
how do I know?
Well, I guess he don't. I'll find out tomorrow. Go ahead.
What was your question?
Rates. I wanted to find out like how expensive are these sex workers.
How much would you charge if you were a sex worker, Garrett? A woman came up and says, "Hey, dreadlock boy.
Hey, boy.
I want you to snack on this."
And I'm like,
"How much?
You looking for a good time?
What are Garrett's rates?"
50.
50?
50 bucks.
50 bucks?
What?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
I think that
to
has
snack
to be
on the, to snack on this. That's a a snack on. I'm using number one, dental dam.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got costs you need to consider.
Yeah, I got a 50
gotta
bucks.
Cover cost.
You know, 30 cents is going to the dental dam.
Yeah.
A room,
cheap one.
You know, a room. Yeah.
Do it in the car.
A room, if they don't have a car, you know, that's going to be another 20. I'd say, you know, yeah. Munch on this.
I think
$50
is a pretty good deal.
You're working independent. You don't have to cut your money to anyone above, right?
And if I'm banging them out, 100. Make it easy.
Dude. Ooh.
I like that. You don't even charge Vegas rates.
Boyfriend experience? That's $1,000.
That'll cost you.
That'll cost you.
Rates.
There's holding hands.
They'll probably just go for the snack and bang
Do
out.
Do you tell
that,
your
that
girlfriend
point.
She's getting a great deal?
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. Every well, time you have sex with her, you should be like, you know, usually I would charge $100 for this, but I like you, so
but
it's
I like
on the
you,
house.
So you're lucky.
So does that satisfy your rate conversation?
I was just trying to think. Yeah, is it worth it? Should I inquire? They are a little skeezy looking though, so maybe I'll steer clear. I'm being honest.
Garen Hunter, 35.
We appreciate it. That number just went way up. Mm-hmm. So on Netflix, they have the Ted Bundy documentary, the Ted Bundy tapes. Yeah. I watched it. I enjoyed it. My only complaint was that it was way too long. I sat down and turned it on, didn't realize it was going to be multiple episodes.
Oh.
So every time it would end, I would think like, it's fucking over. Oh, shit, there's another episode. Fuck. Like, I just wanted to get the whole story. But I enjoyed it. It was interesting.
I obviously I was into that murder stuff for a while, but I didn't watch this on purpose. So like, I'm watching too much murder shit. I should steer clear. Do you think I would like this? Is this something that you think we made for
I
me?
Don't know, because I haven't watched Murder Town or whatever.
No, Crime Town is not about – you would like it.
It's about The Sopranos,
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't watched any of the murder stuff you've watched, okay. So I don't know if it's similar or not. But it's a documentary that is a – it's basically a biography of Ted Bundy, and it covers his murders and his trial. And there's a lot of information – that I didn't know. You know, when I was in high school, I went through a phase where I was like looking up serial killers. Oh,
we've been
John
there.
Wayne Gacy. Oh, who's Albert Fish, the guy who put nails in his wiener or whatever. And I had a passing familiarity with Ted Bundy. I know he killed a bunch of sorority girls. I know he had a girlfriend who rejected him in college, and he hunted a bunch of girls, I believe, that reminded him of that one girl. But his story, you know, I didn't know that he had been arrested and escaped from jail multiple times.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. And that was interesting. And he would go missing and they'd catch him. And sometimes he would continue his crime spree. And it was really like there were parts where they were very disturbing. He would break into like these sorority homes when the girls were sleeping and he would kill multiple of of them in one night. And he would like, you know, hit him with a piece of wood that he found outside. And it was fucked up stuff. But all throughout the documentary, they keep telling you, like, you know, nobody would suspect him because...
Yeah, he was, like, good looking, right?
Well, for the 70s, he was, like, yeah, clean cut. He worked for the Republican National Convention at one point. He was trying to get into politics. He was going to law school. So he looked very, like, white bread, good old wholesome American boy. And even all throughout his trial, some people refused to believe that somebody... who presented themselves in that way could be a killer. He was also very sociable and charming.
Yeah,
the whole time he was on trial, he would
super charismatic.
He would make jokes. You know, they'd be like, "Was it true that you were studying law?" And he'd be like, "Well, you know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to law school. I got a 2-week free paid vacation at the hotel upstairs," pointing to the jail, and people be like, "This guy has like he's got like such high spirits. He's so funny. There's no way he could be a monster like this." And it really just kind of like beat it in of like, you know, you can't trust anybody. Even these guys have such a nice, unassuming personality. And then they're fucking psycho monsters underneath. And there's really something dark and evil. And you could never pick it up by just having a passing conversation with them. So I'm watching the Ted Bundy tapes with my girlfriend. And it's almost dinner time, and we decide we need to go food shopping. So we go to the supermarket. We're there food shopping. I'm pushing. And I had gone to the gym earlier, and I still had on, like, my black pants and, like, a black jacket. And I'm going food shopping, and there's this guy standing in the meat section and whatever. I wouldn't mention this guy except for this story. He's standing in the meat section. He's just a tall, white dude, and he has this haircut where, like, everything's kind of like pushed forward from the back, you know?
Whoa.
His hair kind of looks like this, how I have it
okay.
now.
Okay.
Brown hair. Mine's black. His was brown. Whatever. I'm pushing my cart. We're shopping. You want to get some turkey? And the guy looks at us. He's like, "You guys work out?" And we're like,
What a question.
Yeah. I got our work. Yeah. You look like you work out.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so hamburger meat. What gym do you guys go to?
Ted.
I go. You know, there's a gym close by, and I said the name of the gym. I'm not going to say it here. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll say a different. Go to the LA Fitness down the street.
There you go.
Is that a nice gym? Is it big? Yeah, it's good enough. Yeah. I heard that there's a gym right down the street. Yeah, that's the one. And so what are we going to get? You guys lived in San Diego your whole life?
Oh, my. What?
And just like.
It's like nighttime grocery store.
Yeah, at this point. Seriously, at this point. 15 minutes ago, I was watching a Ted Bundy documentary, and now this guy has asked what gym I go to and if I've lived in San Diego a long time. So I'm turning my shoulder to this guy, like giving the signals of like, I'm not
cold
shoulder to you anymore.
Literal cold shoulder.
I'm here to not converse with you. And the guy just looks at me a little bit, then goes, I'm John, by the way.
Oh
no.
And so it's like, when I'm in this situation, my mindset is non-confrontational.
Yeah, don't piss him off.
And also, eject the fuck out of here. So I was like, sup, John? Good to meet you, man. Tight. And then he kind of looks at me. He's like, nice talking to you. And then he just walks away, and he walks up to some other woman in the supermarket, and I'm just realizing, this fucker's not even shopping. He's standing in the fucking meat section on the prowl, and seriously? Turn to my girlfriend, and basically, we're thinking the same thing, like, Ted Bundy! John Bundy!
Oh my God.
Let's get the fuck out of here! So we throw all this shit in the cart, we just go up to the line to get out of there, and the guy comes like walking up behind us.
No.
And he gets in line behind us.
No!
And I can't help it, like, I just start laughing. Like, the absurdity of all this just is too much for me to bear, and I'm just thinking like, of all the nights to have this fucking psychopath try to make friends, I'm sure he's just trying to make friends.
Yeah.
He's probably just new to town. Right. He doesn't know, but like,
that's not how you do it.
You picked the wrong night because I've just been watching so much serial killer shit. I'm not trusting fucking anybody right now.
I met you in the meat department. Fuck that.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting in line, like, just laughing to myself, just like, oh my God. And that was it. We threw our shit. We paid. We ran out of there.
There's something so awkward, though, about an adult trying to make friends with people that way.
Yeah.
And that shit's kind of happened at cons and stuff before.
Yeah, but you kind of expect it at a con. Like, at a grocery store, I don't know.
It was just, he had the serial killer profile, and it was so not natural, like, out of nowhere, just asking me all these questions that I wouldn't even tell, like, you know, a new friend, you know, like, right. I'm not going to talk about where I've lived my whole life. Fuck off.
Somebody in the chat works at a grocery store saying that people come in all the time just to talk to people. That sounds so awkward to me.
Like,
to just be there to talk to people.
There's probably some self-help book that says, like, if you have trouble communicating, practice interactions
at the grocery store
or laundromat.
Like, to just randomly talk to people. That's something I would do in a Mega 64 skit so that it would be awkward.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't
understand. There's something about adults just out of the blue trying to make friends with other adults in a grocery store or like at a mall food court.
Because that's a place you're
doing
errands and in grocery store. Yeah. You don't want to fucking buy.
The thing
get out
is,
of there.
Like, say something fucking funny. I don't know. Make a joke. Don't ask me my life story, bro. I don't know you. Like, give me some softball questions.
Somebody in the chat works at a bakery and says they get those all the time. I don't understand.
You know,
that is weird to me. Just going somewhere to not do that thing. Like,
I guess maybe honestly, like, that's a good point though. Maybe he's like has a problem. He's like working it out at grocery stores or something like that. It seems crazy to me, but
do it with an Uber driver. They're getting paid to listen to your bullshit.
And
in all honesty, an Uber, you're there. Like, conversation is a natural byproduct.
You're locked in.
Or get a haircut.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. I went snowboarding this last weekend. That's why I wasn't here on the podcast. And I got into like several lift ride, you know, ski lift conversations.
Yeah,
people.
You're talking.
You're locked.
Stuck.
You're locked into that.
Might as well talk to them.
I have no problem with people trying to talk to
me.
But no, that's totally
fine. But you can't just go like for the questions.
Yeah. And you're not even solo. You were there with your girlfriend.
Yeah. And I was just trying to shop, you know? Like, obviously, I don't want to talk, you know? Sorry, you need a friend, but go find somebody else.
Find another friend.
I probably would have been friendlier if I hadn't been watching the Ted Bundy tapes all night right before that happened.
No, you did the right thing.
Okay, we brought up something. Just wanted to bring this up. Give the definitive answer. Where do you stand? This is a big issue in the world today. All
right.
Political, religious, whatever. Yeah. This tops it all.
What if Trump...
Talking in an Uber or Lyft or whatever, do you want them to talk or shut up? Where do you stand?
Well, it depends on the day. But on an average day, I would love to talk to them.
Rocco, I know your answer, which is shut the fuck up.
Well, that's what you know what? That's what I was thinking, but I realized because I took a bunch of them recently and I realized where I stand with it because I traveled with you guys and I realized when I'm with you guys, I like when they talk. When I'm with people, I like the conversation. And then you meet some interesting people.
Yeah, we've had some great Uber drivers.
So I actually, in that situation, I like it. When I'm by myself, I don't. Really? When I'm by myself, I'm like, sometimes I'm like doing emails or I'm doing whatever. It's just like I don't like all the focus on me to where I got to be up. Because a lot of times when it's just me, I'm either doing emails or I'm like resting. I'm like, hey, I got like, it was a long ass flight and I just want to like chill. Yeah. And so when they the whole time are asking me about the Patriots or the football or something, I'm like, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah.
So that's where I sit with it. Yeah. I think when I'm by myself,
no, I've had
not that I haven't talked to nice guys.
Some that suck and they make you really uncomfortable and they tell you how like they're not making any money doing Uber anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But if they don't talk to me about whatever, I'm fine with that. Like I'll talk to them all day.
Yeah.
But that's me.
It depends on the personality though. Like I've gotten some fucking total kooks that are like, hey. It's a great spiritual energy outside tonight, don't you
think?
See, they start that way, and then you're in for like 15 minutes
but
of just
I
fucking nonsense.
I love that. I legitimately love that because I'm not used to that every day. And so when that guy, I'm like, tell me about it. I want to hear about your energy.
Spiritual energy.
Because that's new to me.
Yeah. And I like that too. I really do. And even when, like, I had a super, super right-wing Australian guy once that was just going off on all this shit, like conspiracy theory shit. I don't mind
Pizzagate.
Hearing that.
Yeah,
I don't mind
hearing
that. I don't have to engage with this guy after this ride. So it's like, tell me more. Really, it's just when I'm by myself, a lot of times I am like figuring shit out or I'm that's just where I'm like, and so honestly, I do think they should have an option in the app where you can check. I don't know why they haven't done it yet, where you could check a box that's like,
Don't bother
me, basically. Like,
I don't
think there's anything wrong with that.
The thing, I don't care. If you want to talk to me, cool.
Yeah.
If you don't want to talk to me, also cool. I have no problem sitting in silence. It doesn't make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'll just sit and I'll stare out the window and think about what I'm going to do when I get to my destination.
Yeah.
What pisses me off is my writer score is not a 5 out of 5.
Mine either.
Yeah, mine either.
I've never... Anybody who's ever talked to me, I've been friendly. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Austin for a convention. What do you do? Oh, I make video game based YouTube channel. You know, I've always been forthcoming.
Yeah,
I've never been standoffish. Yeah. I've never puked or shit or so much as even farted in an Uber. Who the fuck gave me less than a 5 out of 5? What did I do? Like every time I think about it, it like makes me kind of surge in my heart, like, what did I do? Who was it? Who did I cross in an Uber? Like, I tried so hard to be perfect.
Yeah, because I give 5 every time because I know they really depend on that.
Yeah.
The only time I haven't was, real reckless driver and then, like, went off the road at one point. It was like, nah, I got to mark you down, man. Oh, and then when we were in Texas and the dude didn't know where the airport was, that I marked down.
That was horrible.
And they actually, Lyft actually reached out to me and was like, hey, it's not his fault. Like, it was actually our software. So we're refunding this and we're refunding him and it's all, whatever.
That guy tried to tell us to just get out. Like,
airport... he took us to some like silo somewhere and was like, well, it says this is where it is.
So bye.
Yeah,
legally,
like,
I know.
Did mark. He got marked down.
Legally, I can't take you anywhere else.
Dude, I have a 4.82.
Oh, Sean.
That's a lot of points down. I'm so fucking charming.
I think mine's like 4. I think that's still not bad. I think mine's like 4.79.
I don't write them a lot.
And I think I know what mine was.
Where do you find
Mine.
Go to your profile. It should say right there.
Okay, here we go.
There's only two. There's two things I could think of that marked mine down. I think one of them, the main culprit, was I rode once way early on. I rode in an Uber, and this woman had signs all over her car on the inside about, like, you would tip for a waiter, wouldn't you?
Oh,
you
gross. Would.
It was all about, like, shame on – it was all shame on you if you don't tip. And it was like, yeah, this was before they added tipping to the app. I had no fucking cash on me. So it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, they
and
were
I
not...
left, and I think they marked me way down. I think that they, because it was basically, there were signs saying, like, I can't do this job if you don't tip. And it's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I ain't tipping. Maybe. So that was one, and then I know I fell asleep in one, and I think I snored. So oh. I could see that guy being like, geez, that was fucking annoying. Yeah. But otherwise, I don't know of any. I've always been.
Have you?
Oh, they take your rating out if you don't update Uber. You got to update the app to see the rating.
Wow. I know we're running long. I have a quick question, though. I have once received
it. I'll allow it.
What's the best?
Five.
Fucking Garrett. 5.0.
Five for Garrett.
God damn it.
I just said earlier, I barely use.
Oh, okay.
App.
Yeah. I've got like hundreds of rides.
I've rode three times.
This
probably.
Is probably how Uber drivers feel too. Like, what the fuck am I a 4.7? I've gotten people there on time. You know, whatever.
Yeah. That's why I always give them a five.
Me too. Hey,
no, it's not three rides. I've had four rides.
Since
I've used this app.
I one time have gotten a text from the Uber driver after the ride. And they're not allowed to do that, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I don't think so.
What do you say?
I have my score.
Okay.
4.94.
Ah! That's pretty good. Why am I so low?
I think it went up.
It's pretty good.
You know what, though? I used my account to get Kevin Ubers a couple times, and I'm pretty sure this fucker was a dick on purpose.
He farts in
there. He fucked my rating.
Yeah, I've got...
He talks about right-wing shit to the driver. It's crazy.
That's the thing is I've gotten rides for a ton of people. So who know? I know of the two that maybe mark me down, but what are other people doing in the Ubers?
It's probably me.
It should tell you who gave you what score, and it should list their phone number so you can argue with them about it. Afterwards.
I got one text from a person after my ride.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to do that.
Was
but,
he like, you're
but,
cute?
But no. This guy, I think doing? He totally, like, it was warranted, and I almost appreciated it.
Yeah.
And all it was, this is recently, I forgot a bag that at my house I needed to go to I was at the airport. I forgot a bag that I needed. So I took an Uber back home, grabbed the bag, same Uber, went back to the airport trying to make my flight in time.
Yeah.
And it was a whole fucking fiasco. That's a story for another day. But the point is, the guy was with me for the whole thing, and he's stressed out, like, get in the bag, whatever. And so he texted me later in the day, like, I'm not allowed to text you, but I've been thinking all day, did you make your flight? Like, he just wanted to know, which I thought was so cool. And I had to tell him, I did not. I did not make my flight.
Did you respond with those three words?
Yeah, I said, I did not. And he just put, oh, man, I'm sorry. And
that we never talked about that.
I did not. And I'm reporting you now.
We never talked about that, but that morning, let this podcast run long. It's okay. We're going to be okay. No, but I just want to say that the morning we went to Sabacon was such a colossal mess because, yeah, Sean left a bag and it was like, oh, my God. And so he was like, we're all in this 5 a.m. flight haze.
It was 5 a.m.
Because we did fly out that early. I barely slept. And I'm like, yeah, what? What's going on? Sean didn't bring a bag? What? And he's like, yeah, I forgot the bag. So you know what? I just elected. I made the decision to go back. And as soon as he told me that, I'm thinking, in morning traffic, you have missed the flight. I didn't want to say that at the time. Yeah. But I thought, going all the way back and back just to get a bag, like the person, Sean, is worth more. Because it was just a bag of kind of like our merchandise, I think.
Yeah,
or something.
It was just some giveaway stuff.
You know, or, yeah, it was giveaway stuff. And it was like, Sean, I think you are more valuable than the giveaway stuff.
Yeah.
I think, but you had already left.
It wasn't the best decision.
So sure enough, Sean missed that.
There were so many things I did wrong in this moment, which I make mistakes all the time, right? Like, I'm no one's perfect, and I panicked, and when I panic, it's never a good thing.
When, like, Kevin starts busting up, you know, like,
I fucking panicked, and I was like, oh, shit, we need that bag. I have the time. I know I have the time to go back and get it. I need, like, half an hour, and I can do it.
$20, Jenny could have, like, UPS'd
so,
that shit.
You needed 40 so minutes. I got the Uber. Me and this guy are, like, a team. Like, he's going through – he's, like –
killing it. You're killing traffic, whatever. Team. We grab the bag. I run out. Like, death I race. Just go. And I get to the airport. And I bring the bag. I'm out of breath. And the guy goes, "Ah, you missed it by 4 minutes."
Four.
Like, oh,
and then
my
like,
God.
Okay, well, okay. Well, now I'm panicked because it's like, okay, well, now.
How do I get there?
But there's a flight you can take. It's in an hour. Okay, that's fine. Okay. That's totally fine. Okay. So then I have the bag, and I'm like, well, my plane hasn't boarded yet. Like, I could definitely get on if I just, now this bag is my curse because I can't get on the fucking plane because I have this bag here. So then I'm like, okay, I'll get in line for that plane. And then so I get in line, and the person at like the end of that half hour line was like, oh, yeah, no, that plane is full. And since you missed that flight and it's your fault, you definitely, you have to buy a new flight.
Oh.
Like, there's nothing we can do for you. Like, you're fucked. And so I'm like, well, my plane literally just took off with Rocco and Derek on it. And now I'm sitting with this fucking bag. So then I take an Uber back to my house. Oh. And the worst thing about it, which I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, it was 5 a.m. and I messed up. But Kevin was driving to the same convention later that day and could have easily picked up the fucking bag.
Yep.
It would have been literally no effort for him to do that.
Or you.
So Kevin picked me up, and I took a ride with Kevin to Las Vegas.
To Vegas, yeah. And then all of that is going on. Derek and I take the flight as planned. We drove separate, so I'm sitting in my seat on the plane. Derek comes in the plane looking at me like, oh, hey, Rocco, what's up? Like, that was the first time we saw each other on the plane.
Yeah.
Where's
Sean?
And it was just someone missing, and I said, yep, we're about to take off. And he's like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So, yeah, I told him, yeah, he missed it, whatever. And so, that was the flight to Vegas from here is like fucking half an hour.
45
minutes.
No, it's
45 minutes. Nothing.
It's like 5 hours. The flight.
The flight is like, yeah, half an hour. So we took off, we went up and then went down. And I'm like, can you believe this happened? And we're off the plane. We walk off the plane and I'm still like, what are we going to do? Sean's not here. What are we going to do? And then they lose Derek's bag. Like, they checked his bag, and it went lost. Like, there was no connection. They just went, yeah, we lost it. What? Oh, my God. And I'm stressing out about the whole thing, and then I realize, in the midst of thinking about all this, I didn't grab any of my carry-on.
What
my suitcase is still – I just walked off the plane. I was like, man, this all sucks.
What?
And I was just walking thinking that, and then I'm like, I left the plane behind with all my stuff. Why did I do that? So then I walk back to the counter. I know we just talked to you about a missing bag, but I left all my stuff in the up overhead container. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. And they were like, well, your friend, they lost your friend Derek's bag, but don't worry. All checked bags have tracking numbers, tags. We've got a whole system. We'll find that bag. But you said yours was carry-on? I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's probably gone. We have no system for that. Like, that's basically like if someone handed it to someone, you know, I mean, that could be anywhere on earth. I was like, cool, thanks. And they were like, and I was like, well, can we get on the plane? Can we go look? They were like, oh, that thing's in San Jose. Really? It's already in San Jose? Yeah. And so I was like, what do I do? And they were like, here's the direct phone number to the gate in San Jose. Literally, this goes to the phone at the gate in that airport. You can keep bugging them. And that's exactly what I did. I kept calling
did
that
you
number.
Get your bag back?
And they went, wait, hold on. Is it a gray bag? Yeah. All right. We'll find another plane back to Vegas.
Oh my God.
I got your bag right here, I'll hand it to someone. If they get it back to Vegas, that's up to them, but I would start checking after 4. Anyway, the rest of that day, no one could give me a straight answer, so I just went. The Vegas airport was right by our hotel, and I just went down there around 8 p.m., and sure enough, there was a big pile of shit, and there was my bag in it.
Hell yeah.
I grabbed it and got it back. And to this date, they still can't find Derek's.
Yeah, we still don't have
it. No joke. Really? Yeah, we checked back this week, and they're like, I don't know,
Rocco got his bag back, and I remember they told me, when we find your bag, we'll give you a call. So he's like, you want to go to the airport? And I was like, no, they haven't called me. He got his bag back, and then he came, and he's like, I think you should go to the airport. I think you should go. I went down there and my bag was just sitting there. I bet yours is sitting there too.
Yeah, because they kept telling me they were going to call me.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll call you. They didn't call me, so I just marched down there, saw the pile of shit, ripped it out, and walked away.
In my gut, I felt like, they didn't call me, but all right. You convinced me. I took an Uber. I went down to the airport. It was like 10 minutes away from our hotel. I went and I talked to Delta, and they asked me, "Are you sure your suitcase was on the plane?"
Oh my god,
no.
I don't have an answer for that, lady. I gave you guys the suitcase. I feel like I should be asking you that question.
Yeah.
Like, am I sure it was on the plane? No. So, yeah, they were like, well, it has to be gone a certain amount of time before you can report it as missing, which is hilarious because I don't have the fucking bag. It's missing. Yeah. By definition, it's missing right now. Yeah. But, yeah. Here we are, months later. Still no idea.
How do you lose the bag? It went, there were no connecting flights. Like, when there's connecting flights, I get it. Like, oh, there's confusion. What plane did it go on? Whatever. We handed it to him right there. We went to Las Vegas. It's gone. Like, how do you do that? How do you fuck that up? But I just thought it was funny that the whole tracking system they had failed, but people handing my carry-on bag to other people, that system worked.
People
across states.
People will always defeat robots.
I firmly believe that me starting that wave is what, I mean, everything would have worked out fine.
Yeah.
I just not left the airport. Yeah. I put it all on myself.
Everyone was thinking about you.
We all lost the bag that day.
Yeah. Well, I had my bag. It was in Kevin's car.
Remind me to never go to Sabacon or just keep everything in my
pocket.
Oh,
no, it was fun.
Oh, okay.
It was fun.
Yeah, Sabacon was great. Vegas, Cantina was great.
Our panel,
I was jealous of that.
Our panel was at 6. Kevin parked the car at like 5:57. I ran out and sat on the stage and we started the panel. It was crazy day.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, anyways, probably should end it here. It's a longer podcast, but thank you for watching.
It was
welcome, Garrett, our new member. Big day.
Glad
for
to
Garrett.
Be here, folks. We'll see
a lot of each other
soon.
We're going to do an after show. We might even take some calls.
Ooh.
We don't know. Stick around.
I meant to talk more about games.
We'll save all that for the after show.
No, I just want to say Zone of the Enders.
Good night.
That's all I wanted to say.